Okay, we're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're going to learn the Melacha of Gozez. Now, Gozez se'ar ben min adam ben min ha-behema. He who shears, be it an animal, be it a human being, even if it's a dead animal or a dead human being, or plucks feathers out of a bird, so that's the task of Gozez. So cutting off nails would also be Gozez, and even if you do it by hand. Now, we're still going to explain in a minute that Gozez means you're shearing it for a purpose. So if you're shaving off a head in order to use that hair to fill a pillow, so that's Gozez. What happens if you have no purpose with the hair? We'll get to that in a minute. Where we find this relevant is when we have cuticles, those pieces of skin that are hanging around the nail. So pulling that off would also be Gozez. So Gozez is an interesting melacha because it's pulling something off of something alive. Ordinarily we think, if I pull off a hair, if I cut my hair, what task is that? And from the task of Gozez, where they did it when the animal was still alive, they'd shear off the wool, we learn that taking off a component of a live creature, and it can be taking off hair, it can be taking off nails, it could be picking off dry skin from one's lips, that's all under the heading of Gozez. Gozez could also be after an animal dies, we shear the wool. That would also be Gozez. And it doesn't matter if it was on the animal or off the animal. Sometimes they would specifically take it off when it was still on the animal. The same would be with plucking the feathers off of a dead bird. And some want to say that this would also be relevant if you cook the chicken and you take out the hairs after you cooked it. There's who to rely on that's lenient about it, but there are those who are stringent about it, and that's why some people will be extra careful to make sure there are no hairs left on their chicken when they cook it, because pulling off the feathers off the chicken on Shabbos, according to some opinions, can constitute the task of Gozez, even though the chicken's cooked. If you find yourself at a Shabbos table and they left some feathers in the chicken, you can rely on the opinions that permit it and pull it out before you eat the chicken. You don't have to eat the chicken feathers, okay? Especially when you're doing it as part of the meal. So that's like borer, when it's part of the eating process. Where would this be relevant? Sometimes a person can wear a mink coat, and there are some hairs that don't match the mink. Now, some of the mink coats, they put the fur with the hide. And if you would pull out some of the hairs, you're actually pulling them out of the hide, and that would also be gozez. You're taking off the hairs from the hide they grew in. I was told that even today, that's the way they make some of the fur coats and stuff. They take the hair with the hide. They don't just take the hair. They have a way of cleaning it. They have a way of applying different chemicals to it. But at the end of the day, they take the hair with the hide, attached to the hide. It's not like they shave it off and then reattach it. Yes? All right, so maybe we'll talk about that afterwards. Let's stay on topic. Okay, we said gozez can be relevant to a human being also. So that would include pulling out hairs. People sometimes stroke their beard and pull out hairs from their beard. People sometimes use tight combs that will also pull out hairs. And our assumption is that most people are happy to remove the loose hairs or the almost loose hairs. Yes?
Even though nobody makes a pillow out of them?
So that's a good question. That's why it might not be biblical. Because it's eino tzricha l'gufa. You don't need it for the essence. We'll get to that. Sometimes people will pull out white hairs, or women will want to pluck out their eyebrows. All of that comes under the heading of gozez. So where this becomes complicated is sometimes things get caught in the hair. As you're untangling it, or in your beard, as you're untangling it, you have to try and ensure that you don't pull out any hairs. It has to be at least not certain that you're going to pull out any hairs. It shouldn't be a psik resha that you'll pull out hairs. Sometimes people can clean out their ears, or if people sometimes have an eye infection, so they have a lot of pus by their eye, or people sometimes have Some people want to clean out their nose, and what's inside there dried onto the hairs, and that's supposed to pull out the hairs. Or people take off a Band-Aid, and they're going to tear off hairs with the Band-Aid. So take some acetone, and the Band-Aid will come off easy without tearing off hairs. It has to be at least not a psik resha, that it's not definitive that you'll tear off hairs. Our sages said you shouldn't use a regular comb on Shabbos because most people with regular combs pull out hairs. So people have a special soft brush for Shabbos. The custom was, and I think still is, that people have a designated soft brush or wide bristle brush that they know won't take out hairs. Now, if you know that by you it doesn't take out hairs, okay. I don't have the problem of hairs coming out either. So nothing to come out, so yeah. Then again, I don't have what to comb, right? Yeah.
I was thinking, I was comparing this to Borer, where like you don't change the way you eat so much, like to avoid Borer, as opposed to like, you know, cracking a nut open with a utensil, because it's considered derech achila. But here, it's not even, they might not necessarily want it. It may not be a psikresha, but it's not even a desired outcome.
But melacha shein tzricha legufa is prohibited. It's prohibited in midrabanan, but it's still prohibited. If I put out a fire, and I don't need the coal, I just want the fire out.
Yeah.
That's melacha shein tzricha legufa. I don't need it for its biblical intent. I need it for a different reason. I want it dark in here. It's still prohibited. It's drabanan, because I'm not doing it melechet machshevet for the purpose the Torah had in mind when it prohibited it. It's still prohibited. And again, we encounter that all the time. You know. Where we don't do melacha shein tzricha legufa. So here, I don't need the hairs. So that might put it as a melacha shein tzricha legufa. Fine. What about making a part in one's hair? So they permit it to do it with one's fingers. He brings this big chumrah not to comb a shetel, a woman's wig. And the question here is why? What's the big deal? Technically, the hairs aren't attached to a hide, meaning they detach all the hairs and then they attach them to some kind of net. So that's not so difficult to be lenient on that. It's a big chumrah what he's saying here. He recommends using a soft comb, etc. I'm not clear on why he's so stringent with it. I don't know. What some people do is they have these creams today you could put into your hair. You guys know about it. Gel, mousse, that will hold the hair. This is most relevant when you'll have daughters. That they want their hair to look nice on Shabbos. And if they can't comb their hair in the morning, then it's very hard for it to look nice. So some girls will put their hair in a braid before Shabbos. That there are ways to ensure that the hair won't get all messed up at night. But that's where the difficulty comes up. For men, usually this isn't so difficult. You can get a soft brush. There are ways of doing it that you know you're not pulling out any hairs. So where this melacha is most relevant is picking off cuticles, pulling off dry skin from one's lips, and Bezrat Shem, when you get married and your wife will have to go to mikveh, so then part of the preparation for mikveh is also that we cut the nails. In ancient times, people used to grow thick nails. Their nails would always come beyond the skin. And they didn't have the hygiene we do. Under their nails was always dirty. You had thick dirt under the nail. And that's a chatzitza. That gets in the way of immersing. So today, most of the time, people's nails don't really go beyond their skin. Once we have a little bit more white, we cut the nails. And a person's considered having long nails if their nails really reach the edge of their skin. But nonetheless, our custom is still today that women, before they go to mikveh, cut their nails. And sometimes they don't remember. So usually we'll go to a non-Jew who will cut off that nail. Because we, as part of gozes, we don't cut off nails on Shabbos. Another time this can be relevant is if a nail comes off partially, so we don't take off the rest. And that can be very annoying on Shabbos. This is where the task of gozes comes up, with combing one's hair, with pulling off dry skin, and with our nails.